Gemara picks up over here on Gimel Aleph with the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. This statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak you really don't understand unless you've seen a Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So Rabbi said, turn to Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us over there towards the bottom of the Yomen. Mishai Roisha Veruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchano B'Seich HaBayis. The person is sitting, his majority of his body is in the Sukkah, but his table is in the house. Beishamai Paisan Beisilo Machshirin. Beishamai hold the Sukkah is no good because the table is in the house. Beisilo hold that the Sukkah is good. So Amar Lahem Beisilo LeBeishamai. Beisilo say to Beishamai, Loi Kachai Maisa Shehochu Ziknei Beishamai V'Ziknei Beisilo L'Vacher Es Rabbi Yochanan Ben Acharonis. The Zikanim of Beisham Beisilo went to visit with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Acharonis and Matzu Shai Yoshev in this exact fashion. Nobody protested. From the fact that they didn't protest, he was sitting Rosh Baruba Besukha Vishokhan Basakhabais, Lo Amul Dabar. So you see that like Basilah that is kosher. Amulahem Beishamai, Beishamai responded, Misham Raya, from there there's a Raya, Avheim Amruloi. No, they did say to him, Im Kane Hayisanoihek. Like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If that's the way you acted, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah your entire life. So the Ziknei Beis Hillel didn't say anything to him, but the Ziknei Beis Shammai did. It is interesting, though, whose opinion did he follow? He was following Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said to him, if you did that way, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah your entire life. So, but what we have over here is a machlokes in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The person is sitting Rosh Aruba B'sukkah, V'shulchan B'seich HaBayis, his table is inside of the house, is he fulfilled? Is that a kosher sukkah or not? So the Gemara picks up on that Mishnah over here in Gimel Medav, just because it came up earlier on Beis Mabez. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha Tzricha Shedei Marzech Es Roisha V'Rubai V'Shulchanoi. The minimum size of a sukkah is how much? Roisha V'Rubai V'Shulchanoi. How much does that translate into? So the Rishonim say 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Roisha V'Rubai is 6 by 6. The Shulchanoi, the table, adds a 7th Tvach by a 7th Tvach. Amalei Rabbi Abba Kaman, who is this following? Who are they paskening like? That a minimum size of a sukkah has to be Rosh of Aruba V'Shulchanoi. Ki Beis Shammai, this is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. So Amalei, Ella Kaman, who else? This is a tricky line in the Gemara. Who else would it be? Obviously it's Beis Shammai. Ika di Amri, Amalei Rabbi Abba, Amal Kamani, how did this exchange take place? Amalei Beis Shammai hi, V'loi tells us mina. This is Beis Shammai, I'm passing like Beis Shammai, and you shouldn't diverge from this position. So, but how does Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak paskin? Like Beis Shammai, what is the minimum size of a sukkah? Roshe v'rubo v'shochanoi, how much does that translate into l'maisa? 7 by 7 tvachim. Maskev l'Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'sukkah k'tana pligi. This is really different than the Mishnah. What case is the Mishnah discussing, Rabbi Isai? Later on, Chav Ches Amud Aleph, we saw it. A man who was sitting Rosh Aruba B'Sukkah, Shulchan B'Seich HaBayis. That could mean he had a gargantuan Sukkah. But he happened to be sitting, Lach and Kaf, but he happened to be sitting Rosh Aruba by the end, and Shulchan B'Seich HaBayis. But it could be there was a Rebbe Shasukkah behind him. You have no idea. Here, though, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is saying a different thing. He's saying the minimum size of a Sukkah has to be for Rosh Aruba B'Shulchan. Those are two separate things. Two separate issues. So Maskevah Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, we mind the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Besukah Ketana Pligi, Dilma Besukah Gedayla Pligi, Ukegayin the Yosef Apuma de Metulsa, perhaps only arguing in a large sukkah where he's sitting towards the edge, Veshulchanah Besai Chabayis, the Beis Shammai Sabri Gazrina, and Shema Yimashach Achor Shulchanoi, or Beis Hillel Sabri, Loi Gazrina, why do Beis Shammai hold you can't sit Rosh Aruba Besukah Veshulchanah Besai Chabayis, because people get pulled towards their table. So he might get pulled in and eat inside of the house instead of eating inside of the sukkah. And basically, are not gozer, shema yumashach achar shulchan. The guy's eating properly, so he takes his food, he brings it up to his mouth. If you eat with etiquette, then where then is the eating taking place? In the sukkah, it's not a grubby guy is eating like this. So what do you mean, gzera shema yumashach achar shulchan? So basically, are not gozer, and Beishamai is gozer. But who is that? Where do we see necessarily that they're arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah? Maybe they're only arguing about gzera shema yumashach achar shulchan, where a guy is sitting, Rosh Aruba, sukkah. These are really conceptually two separate issues. This is meduyik in the language of the Mishnah that they're not arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah. All they're arguing about is the person who's situated in this unusual fashion. The Mishnah says a person who's sitting it's no good. Beis Hillel say it is good. Vim Isa, if they were arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah, machzekes v'yena machzekes miboyle. Why are we discussing one scenario? We should be discussing, in theory, what is the size of the sukkah. Let's discuss the sukkah, not a person who's sitting, Rosh HaVeruvah sukkah, v'shulchan v'zei chabayis. We're focusing on the wrong thing. Must be, they're only arguing about a sukkah gedola. U'besukkah katana, lo pligi, says the Gemara, can you really say that? That all they're arguing about is a sukkah gedola, and a person is sitting, Rosh HaVeruvah sukkah, v'shulchan v'zei chabayis, but there's a large sukkah behind him? Can we really say, and they're not arguing about the minimum size of the sukkah? Can we really say that? V'atanya, machzekes Rosh HaVeruvah, Vishokhanoi Ksher. We have another brisa. A sukkah that can hold Roshoi Viruboi Vishokhanoi. How big is that? 7 by 7 tvachim. That's kosher. Rebbe Oimer, Achia Arba Amos Ha Arba Amos. Rebbe has a third opinion over here. Rebbe's opinion is a minimum size of a sukkah is 4 Amos by 4 Amos. We don't paskin like Rebbe, but that's Rebbe's position. So who disagrees? What's the dissenting opinion to Rebbe? Is Roshoi Viruboi Vishokhanoi. Vitani Idach. But wait a minute, we have another brisa. Rebbe Oimer, Kosuk Hashem by Arba Amos, or Arba Amos Psula. That's Rebbe Shita, he's consistent, 4 by 4. Here the Chachamim, though, say, Afil Eino Machzekes al Roshi Verubai. Even smaller, the minimum size of a sukkah is not Roshi Verubai Veshochanoi, 7 by 7 Tvachim, it's enough Roshi Verubai, that's 6 Tvachim. That's Kasher. Well, what is the opinion of the Chachamim? Is it 7 or 6? Roshi Verubai Veshochanoi, just Roshi Verubai. What's the opinion of the Chachamim? Is it this or that? 6 or 7 Tvachim. Ela lav shmami no habei shamai, habei Hillel. Within the Chachamim, there's two possible paths. We have the opinion of Beis Shammai and the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai hold the minimum size of a sukkah is Rosh HaRubah V'Shulchanai, 7 Tvachim. Beis Hillel hold the minimum size of a sukkah is 6 Tvachim, just Rosh HaRubah. Amamar Zutra, Masnisa Nami Deka Mitikatani. Really, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah, because the Mishnah says Beis Shammai Paislin U'Beis Hillel Machshirin. If I were talking about how a person is situated, whether or not he's fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, what language would we typically use? We would say Yatza or Lo Yatza. That's not what the Mishnah does later on in Chav Chesem et Aleph, the source of the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There the language is Paisen Machshirin. Paisen Machshirin relate to an item. Is it a Kasher Sukkah or a Pasul Sukkah? Not how you're sitting. Vim Isa, if all they would have been arguing about is a Sukkah Gedolah, Beis Shammai Oimrim Lo Yatza, Beis Hillel Oimrim Yatza. What should it have said? Are you Yoytzi in the midst of Sukkah if I'm sitting in a large Sukkah but I happen to be sitting with my table inside of the house or not? Must be from the fact that the language of the Mishnah focuses on the sukkah itself. We're discussing the minimum size of the sukkah. But for Elakasha, so what are they arguing about? The minimum size of the sukkah, but Kasha, Misha Haya. The first part of the Mishnah is a problem. Why are you discussing that in this scenario of a person who happens to be sitting, Rosh HaVeruba, B'sukkah, B'shulchan, 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 talk about the sukkah itself. The Mishnah is nonsensical. The Olam says the Gemara B'tarti Pligi. They're arguing about both. Pligi, B'sukkah, Ketana. Upligi besukka gedayla. They're arguing about both. V'chasure mechzer v'hachi katani. There's a missing part, or it's misworded. Mi shahay arayshe v'ruba besukka v'shulchan v'sukkah chabayis. If you're discussing the scenario of a person who's sitting in a large sukkah, he just happens to be sitting arayshe v'ruba besukka v'shulchan v'sukkah chabayis. Beishamay yomim lo yatsa beishol yomim yatsa. Beishamay say you're not yoytze. Beishol how you hold you are yoytze. Why you're not yoytze according to Beishamay? Gzeira, Shema, Yimashik Achar Shulchanu. You might get pulled after your table. The Gemara already told us. Beis Hillel hold, we're not Gezer. V'she'enim Achzekes, or K'dei Rosh HaVeruba. What about the minimum size of a sukkah? Not a large sukkah. I happen to be sitting in an unusual fashion with Shulchanu B'Sech HaBayis. The minimum size of a sukkah. She'enim Achzekes, or K'dei Rosh HaVeruba. Bilvad Beis Shammai Paislin. Or Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Shammai hold that the minimum size of a sukkah is Rosh HaVeruba B'Shulchanu. And Beis Hillel hold the minimum size of a sukkah is just Rosh HaVeruba. So what emerges is, Rabbi Yisrael, from this long sugya, there's a dual machleik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about a large sukkah where the man happens to be sitting Rosh HaVeruba B'sukkah, Shulchan B'Sei Chabayis. Beis Shammai are goyzer, Shammai Yimashik HaKha Shulchanah, he might be eating in the house. Beis Hillel are not goyzer. Then they're also arguing about the minimum size of a sukkah. What's the smallest sukkah possible? Beis Shammai hold, Rosh HaVeruba B'Shulchanah, 7 by 7 Tvachim. Beis Hillel hold, just Rosh HaVeruba. But why, rabbis say, if there's a dua machlekes, why? We know why the large sukkah, Beis Shammai hold it's no good if you're leaning over. We know why. Because gzera shemi yimashu chacha shulchanon. And Beis Hillel hold, we're not gzera. What about the minimum size of a sukkah? No one's getting, I mean, I don't know, are they getting pulled inside? What's the reason that Beis Shammai hold you need Rosh Averubo v'shulchanoi? And what is the reason that Beis Hillel disagree that it's enough with Rosh Averubo? Is it related to the large sukkah machlekes? I mean, that's the, I guess the implication is that they're all related. The Gemara says the dual machlekes found in the same mission, but presumably they're related, but not necessarily. What is the reason that Beis Shammai hold the minimum size of a sukkah is Rosh Averubo v'shulchanoi? So interestingly enough, the Gemara addresses this later on. On Zayin Mabez. First, I look at Zayin Mabez. The Gemara lists a whole slew of Tanoim that hold Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inon. Sukkah has to be a permanent dwelling. We'll get to it. Mirz Hashem. All of the Tanoim actually hold Sukkah Diras Keva in their own way. None of them subscribe to each other. It's a strange kind of Gemara. The Gemara lists all Tanoim who hold Sukkah Diras Keva, even though everybody has their own definition of what that means. It's like everyone who subscribes, you know, we're all learning Torah Lishma. What does Torah Lishma mean? And everybody has their own definition. So over here too, Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inon, but everybody's got their own interpretation of what Keva means. But either way, the opinion of the Gemara brings one of the Tanoim that holds Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inon is Beis Shammai. Look on Zayin Mabez, maybe 10 lines from the bottom. Second word in line is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai also holds Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inon because they hold the minimum size of a Sukkah is Roshai Rubai V'Shulchanai. What does that imply? Why do Beis Shammai hold you need Rosh Aruba v'Shulchanai? Because you need it to be a Diras Keva. You can't, yes, you can smush yourself in, I guess, and eat like a little sandwich, you know, without a table. That's not a Diras Keva. Diras Keva is, you have a proper setup over there. And a proper setup in Vayetel, some sort of at least card table. You know, a tefach table, three-inch table that I could eat at least, you know, some sort of meal. And Beis Hillel hold Diras Arai. Sukkah is a temporary dwelling, not a permanent dwelling. And therefore, you don't need your table there. You could eat like this without a table. Fine. Even though it's temporary type of consumption, that's fine. And Beis Shammai hold no Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. So the implication of that Gemara in Zayin Mabez is what is the reason that Beis Shammai hold the minimum size of the Sukkah is 7x7? Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. Yeah?
I thought we agreed that it has to be
a Rai
in general.
So the Ran addresses your issue in the context of the larger discussion. The Ran claims that these two issues are not related. Again, we'll address your point in 1 second. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about a large sukkah with your table in the house. Gzeira Shem Yimashu Chacha Shulchan. You're going to get pulled in with your table. But they also argue about the minimum size of a sukkah. Beis Shammai hold Rosh Aruba Shulchanah, Beis Hillel hold Rosh Arubai. And the Gemara told us later on in Zayin Mabez, that is because they're arguing about sukkah diras keva, but you know diras arai, Beis Shammai hold keva, and therefore you need a little place for your table over there. But the two are not related. They're not the same issue. So for that reason, the Ran splits the psak. Look over here at the Ran. The Ran first quotes the Rif. Over here, Oisal, for pasuk harav al fasi, kebe shamai bit tarvayhu. We know we possibly be shamai by one of them. The Gemara began, Amar Rav Shua bar Yitzchak, halacha tzricha shtei machzek as reish v'ruba v'shulchanoi. Where do we paskin like be shamai? The minimum size of the sukkah we paskin like be shamai. It's 7x7 tefachim. We're going to paskin like be shamai. Do we paskin like be shamai on the large sukkah with the guy who's sitting with his table in the house? Gzeir shamai yimashik akar shulchanoi? I don't know. We know we pass like Beis Shammai, the minimum size of a sukkah, even though we usually pass like Beis Hillel. This is one of the outliers, Taisa says. We pass like Beis Shammai, 7x7, the minimum size of the sukkah. But if that's not for the same reason as the large sukkah, maybe we only, where the guy whose table is in the house, maybe we only pass him by Beis Shammai in the minimum size of the sukkah. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Upasik Rav Alfasi, ke Beis Shammai bid tarvayhu. Both issues, the large sukkah with the guy whose table is in the house and the minimum size of the sukkah. V'chokhu alav. Many Rishonim disagreed with the Rif. Dinei de Beketana ifsika hilchsika Beis Shammai. True, we passing Beis Shammai and the minimum size of a sukkah. The Amri El Tzrichas Dei Machzekas Reish of Ruba Vishulchanah. It's 7x7. Aval besukkah gedoyla mashma de kamuk Beis Hillel. Because the Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. We really always pass like Beis Hillel. It's an outlier that we're passing like Beis Shammai, so let's limit it. We're going to limit it to the one case where we know we're passing like Beis Shammai, and that's the minimum size of the sukkah. So less than the mikveh hilchsa k'beis shamay el b'may de ifzika ba behedya hilchsa k'vasayu. We're only going to pass on beis shamay that which we have explicitly in the Gemara that we pass on like them. Ava b'may de loy ifzik hadrina l'klalina v'naktina k'beis hilo. We don't have a rule, unless it's stated otherwise, we're going to pass on like beis hilo. V'yoid, says the Ran. Demashma de trey taimi de pligin in hu. There's two reasons here, two machleksin that are going on simultaneously. Besukkah gedola has parish time of the Beis Shammai. Big Gemara, the Mishum Hakei Aminu lo yotze shami yimach shachar shulchanoi. Why you not the yotze in a large sukkah with your table inside of the house? You might get pulled after your table. Besukkah katana lamei high time of pasli. That's not the minimum reason for the minimum size of a sukkah. Say shami yimach shachar shulchanoi has to be rosh rubu shulchanoi. And when Mishum the svira lohu diras keva ba'ina kedamrinan de la'el zainam a beis. Amar baye the Beis Shammai is the ones who hold diras keva ba'ina. But then he adds at the end of the line, "Vinehi de kaimelon karabon and the ami sukkah diras arayva inon." Even though 1 minute we just had him bezim and aleph. I remember Berman discussed this in his opening remarks. Diras kevet, diras aray. He was discussing a different issue. I thought he was going to bring this up. We say over here bezim and aleph sukkah diras arayva inon. It has to be able to be made temporarily. Can't have it that it's so tall that you have to use reinforced steel. That's why sukkah gavoy lamal meisam alma is no good. How can we say over here then that you need Rosh Rubu for Shulchanah 7x7, minimum size of a sukkah, because sukkah diras keva, I need to have room for my table. I thought we passed in sukkah diras arai, it's supposed to be a temporary dwelling. V'nihid de kaimelon karabana damin in sukkah diras arai, afiyo hachi kaimelon b'hoch v'eis shamay deksas kviusa b'inon. We need a little permanence. Shetehe mazek as Rosh Rubu for Shulchanah de'ilo diras ruchahi. Unless you have some permanence, that's not a dira. That's that, you can't even call that dwelling. That's not a temporary dwelling. That's nishkin dwelling. That's not even called dwelling at all. Unless there's some minimal permanence there. If I have to stand like this, you know, in the sukkah in order to be there, that's not called dwelling b'chlal. So you have to have room for your table, but it can't be that the sukkah has to be, you know, with a reinforced concrete. Okay. So we're going to hedge a little bit on that diras keva, diras arai story. It's not so clear that on all issues, on all fronts, we pass in diras arai. Could be that there will be certain issues which require some minimal amount of kvias. We're going to have to explore this comment of the Ran, larger implications. Okay, but what does the Ran say? The Ran says that the two issues are unrelated, and therefore, even though we pass in Beis Shammai the minimum size of a sukkah, that's because we need some kvias by the sukkah. You have to have room for your table. But on the issue of the large sukkah, of Gzeir Hashem Yimashikach HaShulchanah, where you're sitting right in the room of a sukkah with a ganza sukkah behind me, just happens to be my tables inside of the house, we're not going to pass on like Beis Shammai, Gzeir Hashem Yimashikach HaShulchanah. There we're going to pass on like Beis Hillel. And that's how Taisus is of the opinion as well. Over here in Gimel Meralef, but as you look at the Taisus, large Taisus, Dam Malacha, Taisus begins, B'seder of Amram Pasek B'shisha Mekaymes Halach Beis Shammai. There are six places throughout Gantz Shas that we pass on like Beis Shammai. Chada, hai de sukkah. We passing like them that shricha shetei marzek as reish of rubah v'shulchanah. The minimum size of a sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. That's one of the cases that we passing like Beis Shammai. Then Tosis goes on to list all of the other ones. But then at the end of that enumeration, the end of that listing and accounting, Tosis writes right in the middle. If Tosis in the middle of a line where it begins va'al masha pasak, right before Gemara and Brachas, two lines before that. Even though here we pass like Beis Shammai, don't ask a kasha from a Gemara in Brachas. What does Gemara say in Masechtas Brachas? Maybe you've seen it, but the Gemara tells us the following. The opinion of Rav Yosef was, what is Rav Yosef talking about? He's talking about a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah of Masechtas Brachas about how you're supposed to lay in Kriya Shema. Pasuk says, "B'shachbacha uvekumecha." When you're getting up, when you're lying down, when you're getting up. So Beis Hillel hold, what that means is at the time that you're going to sleep and at the time that you wake up. That's when you're supposed to lay in Kriya Shema, once at night, once in the morning. Beis Shammai disagree, and Beis Shammai say if that was the case, he could have just said "Ba'boker u'ba'erev." What's "B'shachbacha uvekumecha"? That means you have to say Kriya Shema shel arvis. You have to say lying down. And Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, you have to say standing up. B'shach, that's what it means. B'shach b'chav kumecha. So you have to say Kriyas Mashal Shachar standing up, Kriyas Mashal Arvis lying down. And the opinion of Beis Hillel is, Ko Adam Horlech V'Kari Kedarko. You can lay in Kriyas Shema however you want, in whatever position you want. You can lay in it walking around. It stares Kavana, you shouldn't do that. But you don't have to be situated in any particular fashion. You can be, whatever position you want to be in. B'shach v'chav kumecha refers to a time of day, not to a position that you're in. But the Gemara says, what if you want to be machmer like Beis Shammai? Look, Beis Shammai, hold, he's supposed to be lying down. You look cool. Everyone's looking for chumras nowadays. So I'll be machmer like Beis Shammai. I'll lie down. In the morning, I'll stand up. Why not? What do you have against Beis Shammai? What's so bad? So the Gemara says, no. The Amar of Yoy says, also kedivrei Beis Shammai lo yosef lo yklum. If you follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, you did nothing. Garnished. Umaisi raya mehi milsa de sukkah. Meaning, we dafka don't have a position that we lay in Kriyashma. If you evoke, you follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, and you think that there is such a position, you're not Yoyitza. It has to be, you did it, and we don't care about it. The position is, we don't care. If you are dafka lying down, you are dafka standing up, you're not Yoyitza. Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai, lo yosef lo yklum. Umaisi raya. The Gemara brings a proof that that's the case, that you're not Yoyitza in the midst of Kriyashma if you follow Beis Shammai, since we reject Beis Shammai. Umaisi raya mehi milsa de sukkah. Maisi Rabbi Yechanan Acharoni, from the episode of Rabbi Yosef ben Charoni in the Mishnah Masech Lesukkah that we saw already. Shechala, he was sick. Vahochu zikna beishami zikna beishilu vakrei. Everyone came to visit him. Umitzau shayyoshiv roshiv aruba besukkah v'shulchanu besukkah bais. They found him sitting in this unusual fashion. He was sitting in the sukkah. His table was in the house. Amrulai zikna beishami imkein hayisanoi koyamecha v'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah koyamecha. If this is the way you sat, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah at all. Umaskinan hasam. One minute. What's the reason that they hold that way? Because gzeira shemi yimashik hachasuchano. Umaskinan hasam. The halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni. There we paskin. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos like Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni, not like Beis Shammai. We paskin in a sukkah gedola. You can sit rosh and meruba b'sukkah b'shulchanu b'soich habayis. That's how Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni was sitting. Beis Shammai disagreed, and they told him, by the way, if you did this, you haven't looked. Kiyamta the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If you follow Beis Hillel, you have fulfilled nothing. That's what the Gemara is bringing their parallel. Just like Beis Shammai held, if you follow Beis Hillel's opinion, you fulfilled nothing. So too, by Kriyashma, those of us who follow Beis Hillel, call them hoech v'kari kedarko. If you follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, lo yosef v'lo yklum. Just like they told him, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. So too, we feel as severely, as strongly, we're open-minded, yes, but we feel if you follow Beis Shammai's opinion, you haven't fulfilled Kriyashma. That's what the Gemara is bringing the parallel. But the Gemara says, we pass in Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni. You can sit in a sukkah gedola, rosh v'ruba v'sukkah v'shulchanu b'sukkah chabayis. Oh, but I thought we pass in like Beis Shammai on the minimum size of the sukkah. We pass in like Beis Shammai. You need 7x7. Dahi plugged in the sukkah gedola to maskinan, betarti pligi bahi halacha Beis Hillel. So he says, on that issue of the sukkah gedola v'shulchanu b'sukkah chabayis, we pass in Beis Hillel. We are not goyzer shema yimashik achat shulchanu. The minimum size of a sukkah, that's an issue of diras kevan, even though we pass in diras arai, we need some minimal kfius. Otherwise, it's not a yeshiva sukkah at all. So we pass in Beis Shammai in the minimum size of the sukkah, but on the issue of the larger sukkah, we pass in Beis Hillel. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Beis
Hillel's reason for
Rosh Hashanah,
I mean, yes, that's the reason too, no? And it's because of kfius also.
We pass in diras arai. You don't even need a minimal kfius.
You shouldn't have a minimal.
Yes. No, you have to be able to fit.
Okay, so that's
I can't put my nose in.
So he doesn't have to say that. Of course you
need Reisha Verubo. Yeah. So we're just saying what's obvious. Reisha Verubo. It can't be that you stick your nose in or just your head. You need Reisha Verubo. Okay. Your head and most of your body. Yeah.
I'm a little tangential, but when we do Shema, we're not really doing either. We dafka sit down by Marv. Is that the same time?
We don't dafka sit down. You have Marv at a wedding. You stand up. People like to sit down because it's marba b'kavana. But if you sit down because you think, first of all, Beis Shammai's opinion, well, yeah. If you sit down in order to fulfill Beis Shammai, that's why it says, I think, in the Mishnah Brura, let's say I'm standing for Baruch Hu and in Birchas Kriyashma, you shouldn't sit down dafka for Kriyashma. I mean, once you're standing, stand. If you're sitting, you're sitting. But to sit down just for Kriyashma and then get up, that's like Beis Shammai, we shouldn't do that.
You're saying you're standing for Baruch Hu, you should continue
Yeah, or if you're standing for Birchas Kriyat Shema, you shouldn't sit down just for Kriyat Shema. If a seat opens up and now you want to sit for the rest of Maariv, okay, fine, yeah. But yeah, you should try not to just fulfill Bishamai. If you do a Bishamai, then that's a little clue. We'll get back to that in a second. But yeah. Okay, so that's how the Ran and Tosfos Paskin. The Ran and Tosfos Paskin, these two issues are unrelated, even though by the minimum size of the Sukkah, we pass like Bishamai. When it comes to Sukkah Gedolah, we pass like Beis Hillel. However, the Rif disagrees. The Rif's opinion is, we Paskin like Beis Shammai, not only on the small sukkah issue, you know, on the size of the sukkah, the minimum size of the sukkah, we pass on Rosh Avruba v'Shulchano, but the opinion of the Rif was, we pass on Beis Shammai as well on the sukkah gedolah issue, a large sukkah in your tables inside of the house, we pass on Gzeira Shammai Yimash Echach HaShulchano. Both issues we pass on Beis Shammai. And presumably the Ran there goes on to explain this explicitly. That's because the Rif understood these two issues are related. They're the same issue. It's true we don't want to pass on Beis Shammai in other areas where we don't know explicitly that that's the case. But these two issues are one and the same. That's why they're found in the same Mishnah. I mean, the Rif's position is certainly intuitive. They're found in the same Mishnah, the same sugya. They're all because of the same thing. What is the reason that Beis Shammai holds the minimum size of a sukkah is Rosh Aruba v'Shulchana? Is because you will inevitably, not because Diras Keva Be'inon, even though that's what the Gemara says explicitly on Zion Mabez, that's not how the Rif understood. The Ran says maybe he felt it was a machlokes hasugyos or something, or something, trying to perhaps integrate the two sugyas, but the Ran says the Rif was obviously of the opinion that the reason for the minimum size of the sukkah of Rosh Aruba v'Shulchana is not because you need some sort of minimal kviyus. It's because you're gonna have a table somewhere. Where's your table gonna be? You're gonna eat on nothing? You're gonna eat holding in your hands? You might do that for a little bit, but then you're gonna put it down somewhere. Where's the table gonna be? The table's gonna be outside of the sukkah. So Beis Shammai holds, Zera Shammai, you must be on, and you're gonna be outside of the sukkah. So the minimum size of the sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. Also, because of Zera Shammai, you must be on, you're gonna have to have a table somewhere. Where's the table gonna be? The table's gonna be out of the sukkah. So that's why the Rif paskin that the minimum size of a sukkah as well is like not only do we paskin Beis Shammai on the minimum size of the sukkah issue that's 7x7 tefachim, but so too once we paskin Beis Shammai on that issue because of Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi, the same should be the case in the large sukkah issue where a man is sitting Rosh Aruba b'sukkah b'shulchanon b'sarek habayis, and that's also no good because we paskin Beis Shammai consistently Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi, which is relevant not only to the minimum size of the sukkah but also to the large sukkah with the man whose table is in the house. So Rabbi said the Rif Paskin's like the Beis Shammai on both issues, and both issues are because you're going to be drawn after your table. Yeah.
According to the other opinions that we don't
right.
cover that issue, but we do somehow at the same time hold of this Gzeira, shouldn't that even if
we don't hold of the Gzeira. According to the Ran, we don't hold of this Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi at all.
So we're following.
We're assuming the reason why I need 7x7 is because we need minimal kviyos. No, we paskin 7x7 because of minimal kviyas. But the Ran said, we don't hold the Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi at all. And the Rif is saying, no, the reason why you need 7x7 is because Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi. And the Rif is better because then you don't have to waffle on the kviyas issue. We paskin Sukkah Diras Arai throughout. I don't need this minimum of a 7x7 because Sukkah Diras Kev, but we paskin Sukkah Diras Arai. The whole thing is Arai. Why then do you need 7x7? Not for some, you know, some semblance of permanence, because it's going to have a table somewhere and you're going to lean out. That's how the Rif paskin. But Rabbi says, shouldn't that only be relevant for a person who's eating in the sukkah? You're eating in the sukkah, I understand. But there's many other activities that take place in the sukkah. You're supposed to sleep in the sukkah, you're supposed to learn in the sukkah. So when do you have a table? I know the guy is such a table guy, you know, he can't learn unless there's a table there. Why can't he sit in sukkah? True, for eating purposes, you're going to have a table. Why is the whole sukkah puzzle? There's so many other activities you could do there because of the eating issue. So the Ramban claims, it's a side point, but the Ramban writes in his Mochamis that it's because, in explaining the opinion of the Rif, again, if the minimum size of the sukkah is because, see, you don't have this problem for the Ran, but if the minimum size of the sukkah is not because I need some sort of semblance of kviyus, but the minimum size of the sukkah is because Gzeira Shammai Yimashech Echach HaShulchanoi, why do we passel the whole sukkah because of that? We should only passel it for eating. What about sleeping? What about learning? It should be good for those other activities that should take place in the sukkah. So the Ramban says no. The opinion of the Rif is, if a sukkah is not good enough for all activities, it's not good enough for any of them. And it seems to be that's the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah writes over here, Siman Tov Reish Mem Sif Dalet, What if you made a sukkah in a place where you can't sleep? You can eat there, but you can't sleep there. Let's say there's you're afraid of thieves or animals. So you would eat there, but you wouldn't sleep there. That's most of our sukkahs. Right? You eat there, but you can't sleep there. The Rama says, no good. Eina yoytze ba'oysa sukkah klal. Afil b'dvarim shalom mitzdar b'hem do havi ke'ein dira. That's not called teishvu ke'ein taduru. If you're uncomfortable, you're putter from the sukkah, even though you're not a chayil, you don't have to be sick. You're simply uncomfortable, you're putter from the sukkah, because the pasuk says, basukas teishvu shivas. You're supposed to live there for 7 days. Teishvu kein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah like you would live in your house. If you'd be uncomfortable in your house, you would leave. So you're putter from sukkah too. Let's say I'd be uncomfortable sleeping there, but I'm not uncomfortable eating there. The Rama says, no good. A sukkah, if it's not roy, if it's not fitting, if it's not comfortable for all issues, it's not a sukkah for anything. Wow. I feel b'dvarim shalom etzdar b'hem lo havi kein dira shuyuchol lasher sham kol tarachav. Just like you could eat in your house, you could sleep in your house. You have to be able to eat in the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah. If you can only eat there and you can't sleep there, so then it's no good for sukkah. Wow. That would be a problem for many sukkahs. Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Tshuva, Chacham Tzvi, it's found there in the Shari Tshuva, disagrees. Sweating a little bit. But the Be'er Heitev quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who disagrees with this Mordechai. What does it have to be? Teishu Ken Taduru means that it has to be, not only can I eat there, but I can sleep there. What it means is it has to be fit for eating. It has to be fit for sleeping, if you're going to sleep there. The fact that you can't sleep there doesn't necessarily mean that you can't eat there. It's not necessarily the case that it has to be like your house for all issues. What it means is it has to be comfortable for eating in order to eat there. It has to be comfortable for sleeping in order to sleep there. Who says that this is something that's comprehensive for all issues? It's either all or nothing. Chacham Tzvi doesn't agree with that. That's what we rely on. Best to have a sukkah. You can do all activities in it. It's something to keep in mind. But this is a major issue. According to the Rama, it's either all or nothing. Either you can eat there and sleep there. If you're not comfortable sleeping there because of the raccoons and because of the robbers and because of maybe even of the cold, then maybe it's not even good enough for eating there. Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem, quotes from the Chacham Tzvi, who disagrees. Why do you say it's all or nothing? But the Ramban claims that's the opinion of the Rif. Why did we hold a sukkah that 7x7 tefachim is no good, not only not for eating, but for sleeping too? You might get pulled after your table outside of the sukkah. Even though that's only relevant for eating, the Ramban claims that the Rif held like the Mordechai. It's either all or nothing. So since you might get pulled after your table for eating, the sukkah is no good for sleeping either. Hashem, it doesn't seem like we're passing like that point. But at least the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be meiko, but the Rama is certainly is machmer. How do we paskin on this issue? The minimum size of the sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. We know that. But is that because we need some semblance of kvius, like the Ran? Or is that because we're afraid you're going to get pulled after your table, like the Rif? And if it's like the Rif, that it's because you're going to get pulled after your table, then we should not be able to sit in a large sukkah, even though it's more than 7x7, if it's Shulchan Aruch B'Seich HaBayis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we paskin like the Rif. The Rif, the reason why you need a minimum of 7x7 tefachim is gzeir Hashem yimachir chachar shulchan, and therefore, even if it's a large sukkah, v'shulchan b'seich habayis, it's no good. Because since we're passing like Beis Shammai, gzeir Hashem yimachir chachar shulchan, by the minimum size of the sukkah, we should pass like them by the large sukkah too. The Ran understood the two issues were not connected. Minimum size of a sukkah was a semblance of kvius. The large sukkah where you're sitting, shulchan b'seich habayis, gzeir Hashem yimachir chachar shulchan, just because we're passing like Beis Shammai, the minimum size doesn't mean the large sukkah, but we're passing like the Rif, that they're all because of one and the same, and therefore a large sukkah, shulchan b'seich habayis, is also no good. The Bir Halacha quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eger, a fantastic suggestion. He says, what would be if you have a minimum sukkah that's only 6x6? Rabbi says, sukkah 6x6. We just learned the sugya. 6x6. Is that good? 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Good for a sukkah or no? Why no? Why not? Why? What do we say?
7x7.
We need 7x7. Why? According to the Rif, why? Yeah, but why do you need 7x7? What's the reason? Gzeira Shema Yimashach HaKashachana. What if I have a small sukkah next to a big sukkah? where's my table? You know, let's say I want to sit in the Rebbe's sukkah, but I came too late. I'm not going to exceed him. So I build a small sukkah on the side. I'll have my table at least in the tish of the Rebbe. So even if you're moshach achar shulchanah, where are you going to be moshach into? A larger sukkah. Weiter a sukkah. So even though the sukkah I'm sitting in is only 6x6, where's my table? Not in the house, not outside of the sukkah. Where's my table? In a larger sukkah. Should that be okay? Sounds good. What about according to the Ran? What's the reason we passing like Beishama, you need 7x7? According to the Ran, you need some semblance of kfius. What about over here? I'm sitting in a 6x6 sukkah, but my table is in a, not in the house, it's in a larger sukkah. Be no good. Because Lamaisa, my sukkah is not a kfius. So that's the argument of Rebbe Akiva Eger. Look at the Bir Halacha, quotes Ayin Chidush of Rebbe Akiva Eger on Mishnayos. The besuka ketana, samach of sukkah gedoyla, v'roish of v'ruba besuka ketana, she'ein ozayin ozayin, v'shulchana besuka gedoyla, your table is in a large sukkah, but zeh harif l'kula, the riff will hold, it's okay, because even if you're pulled after your table, you're vayter in a sukkah, v'taisvis l'chumra, taisvis will hold, it's no good, because you don't have any semblance of kvios where you are. Okay, fine. Interesting, K'neish of Rebbe Akiva Eger, fine. But then the Bir Halacha says, one minute. He has a big problem. The Bir Halacha is a big, not only with Rebbe Akiva Eger, but the entire topic. And that is, why do we hold you need 7x7, Rabbi Yisai? How do we pass him? We pass him like the Rif. What is the reason you need 7x7? Zerah Shami Moshe Kacha Shulchanah. And therefore, even if you're in a large sukkah, Shulchanah B'Sai Chabayis, it's no good. Zerah Shami Moshe Kacha Shulchanah. So is the reason you need 7x7 Tfachim by a sukkah, D'Iraisa or D'Rabbanan? D'Rabbanan. Gzeira Shema Yimashach Achash Shulchanah. Fantastic. Look at the Bir Halacha though. Yes. Achain, the second to last line. Be'emes Kashali Ladas Harif. Ko Hani Sugis. The Daf Zayin. The Daf Tes Zayin. The Mukach Shem Behedja. The Mashach Sukkah Ketana Shiva Tfakim. V'loi Mishtamit Echman Boimer. The Shir Zehu Rak Midrabbanan. Umin HaTera Dai Bevov Alvov. No one ever said that this whole shear of 7x7 tefachim is only midrabanan. Sounds like it's midoraisa. And if it's not 7x7, you're not yoy to the mitzvah. And there's such a stira in the Rambam too. The Rambam passes like the Rif. Look at the Rambam over here, Ois Dawud. Mi shahaya roisha v'ruba b'sukkah v'shulchanah b'sukkah habayis. Person is sitting in a large sukkah, but his shulchan is in the house. Hareza osur. Even in a large sukkah, you pass like Beis Shammai, you have to have your table with you. The Rambam echoes the Rif, or vice versa, and he paskins that even in a sukkah gedayla, you need shulchanah b'sukkah habayis, because shulchanah in the sukkah, gzeira shem yimashach achar shulchanah. So he passes like Beis Shammai. Why then should the Rambam hold you need 7x7? Midrabanan. Because otherwise the table is going to be outside. You're going to get pulled after your table. Sorry. So it's only midrabanan. However, the problem is that the Rambam, over here, Oishei, the Rambam writes, Shir ha-sukkah, gavha ein pachas me'asara tefachim. The minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tefachim. V'lo yasar eser mama, not taller than 20 amas. V'rechava ein pachas mi'shiva tefachim al shiva tefachim. The width and the length cannot be less than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. The Rambam never tells you, by the way, that's only midrabanan. He seems to imply that that's a din d'oraisa. So we have the same problem for the Rambam. The problem is, according to the Rif, which the Bir Halacha raised, this whole shiur of 7x7, Gzeira Shami Mashach HaShulchanah, the table is going to be outside of the sukkah, you're going to get pulled after the table. That's only midrabanan. The real midrabanan of sukkah is vav al vav. How come no one's saying that? Why is no one mentioning that fact, that this whole shiur is only midrabanan? So I believe that the answer perhaps is, the Bir Halacha doesn't have to provide a suggestion, but I believe that perhaps the answer is based on a concept that's developed by our Taisus and Gimel Medawaf over here. Taisus tells us the following yesod, and that is that when Chazal give a detail, Chazal make a gzeira about a certain mitzvah. So then once that gzera has been accepted, so then you can no longer go back and fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa in its raw state anymore. The mitzvah midoraisa has been lost. Once Chazal articulate a certain way of going about the mitzvah, so the mitzvah midoraisa is lost. Tosfos writes over here, you can't salvage and say, well, at least I have the midoraisa. No. Once Chazal say, or prescribe a certain way of going about the mitzvah midoraisa becomes lost or redefined. Look over here, Tosfos is at the end of Dharma Lachamani, that big long Tosfos. Tosfos writes, maybe 8 lines from the bottom. Heka de Beit Hillel machmirim midrabanan, ube shamay mukmila adoraisa, v'loy gazrinan. Where one of the, either Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel, one holds like the din d'oraisa, the other one added on top of that gzeira. Even though one of them is sticking to the d'oraisa and the other one introduced the din d'rabanan, you can't say, well, if I didn't fulfill the d'rabanan, at least I can salvage the d'oraisa. Just like Beit Shammai, what happened in that case of which the Mishnah brought up later on? What was that case? Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani was doing what? What was he doing? He was sitting, Rosh of Aruba Basukah. Where was his table? In the house. What did Beit Shammai say to him? If that's the way you sat in Sukkah, Lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. You have never fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. How does he fulfill the mitzvah? Midoraisa. He hasn't fulfilled the midrabanan. What's the reason, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Beit Shammai hold that a sukkah gedolah where you're sitting with the table inside is no good? It's gzeira shemi mashik al shulchana. Even a minimum size of a sukkah, they hold that's the pshat. Certainly, by a large sukkah, that's the pshat. Why then do Beit Shammai say to Rabbi Yochanan Chayrani, look, he have the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? That's only din the rabbanan. Gzeira shemi mashik al shulchana. Maybe he ate in the sukkah. Says Taisus, the answer is because once Beit Shammai introduced this din midrabanan of gzeira shemi mashik al shulchanai, you can no longer salvage the mitzvah midrais anymore. It's been replaced. It's gone. You can't fulfill it. You can't salvage it. Therefore, Masikdim Rebbe Shammai Yotzei Dechavata Afilu Dereis Kedar Achkolam Rebbe Shammai Hekel the Yotzei Piskel the Malal. So, guy sitting with his the edge of a sukkah. The guys who Shammai Yimashach Hakashochanai VeKa'amri. They said to Rabbi Yochanan Chayrani, Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha Afilu Midereis Lo Kiyam. You've got nothing, buddy. Zero. You fulfill nothing. So Tosfos holds once we are accept the Gzeira Shammai Yimashach Hakashochanai, that's kind of replaced the Mitzvah Midereis. That's why no one's telling you the mitzvah shir of Zion al Zion is only Durabanan, even though it is only Midrabanan. No one's saying it because it doesn't matter. Because you can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah anymore with a Sukkah that's smaller. Because the mitzvah Midaraisa has been lost. It's gone. It's been replaced by the shir Midrabanan of Gzeira Shami Yimashach HaKashulchana. Now you need 7x7 in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Gadim believe that we should accept this position of Tosfos, and they marshal other Rishonim who subscribe to this position. It seems radical. Position of Tosfos over here on Daf Gimel Aleph. And the Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Gadim cite a Rabbeinu Yoina that seems to say the same thing. Famous Mishnah at the beginning of Masechtas Brachas tells us, what's the latest time you can recite Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? What's the latest time? So the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel is, you can read all night until Alois HaShachar, until the morning light starts to peak behind the horizon. Not HaNeitzacham is when the ball of the sun rises above the horizon. Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before that, when the light starts to peak over the horizon. That's when you can lay in Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris too. Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. You have all night until Alois HaShachar. Chachamim disagree and they said, until Chatzos. Chatzos halayla. Why do Chacham say until Chatzos? Most mitzvahs at night, you have the whole night till Alois HaShachar. So Kol Mashama Chacham about Chatzos says the Mishnah Mitzvah Sanachiyala Muda Shachar. Really, it's until Alois HaShachar. Lama Amar Chacham Ad Chatzos Kedei LaHachik Adam Min HaAvera. To distance a guy from what? What's the Avera? Staying out too late? Curfew? No. What's the Avera? Are you going to forget to say Kriyishma? Okay, what about you didn't. You waited till after Chatzos. Do the Chachamim hold? Okay, you have nothing now. Sorry, Midaraisa, everyone agrees you have to alayz hashachar. Chacham say midarabanan, you should do it before chatzos. So Gamliel doesn't accept that. What if you wait until after chatzos? You fulfill the mitzvah at all? Rabbeinu Yoina says for the Chachamim, no, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Look at Rabbeinu Yoina. V'amru Chachamim d'ami ad chatzos, enam chokim Rabbi Gamliel, d'maydu d'min atar is mana kol laila. They agree of the whole night. Alapukli d'Rabbi Gamliel, Chachamim have a b'siag. Do we introduce a precaution? The Chachamim hayu oisin siag l'hachagon min avera. Let's make a precaution. Do it before chatzos. It happens to be good advice, Rabbi Yosef, by the way. It's good advice to do it before chatzos. Otherwise, you'll forget. Rabbi Gamliel lo chayish v'siag. Umi u bein chachamim bein Rabbi Gamliel ku umbaldu l'chakliel tzarech l'gvayis miyab tzeis chacham. Best to do it right away. Upuktaz tayhu lo havi ela b'di eved. Everyone agrees it's best to recite Kriyat Shema earlier in the morning and the night. It's reason why Dima L'mitzvah is always best to do it right away. The Chachamim hold you're not even Yoytze B'di'eved after Chatzos. And we all hold B'di'eved Yoytze Kol HaLaila. So Rabbeinu Yoina holds, according to Chachamim, B'di'eved, you're not Yoytze B'di'eved after Chatzos Halayah, you're not Yoytze B'di'eved. Why? It's only Midrabbanan. Says the Minchasino, says the Prima Gadim. It sounds like from here Rabbeinu Yoina subscribes to our position of Taisvis, which is once Chazal introduced a second layer over here, the mitzvah midiraisa is gone. You can't fulfill it anymore. It's been redefined. It's over. Mitzvah's over. So just like Beishamai held, the whole reason you need 7x7, Xerishami Mashachar Shukhanai. If you did it in a vav by vav sukkah 6x6, you're not fulfillment even of the mitzvah midoy raisa. It's gone. It's been replaced by the mitzvah midoy rabbanon. Just like the siyag of reciting Kriyat Shema for chatzos has been replaced by the has replaced the mitzvah midoy raisa which you had the whole night. For that reason, Minchas Chinuch disagrees with a famous position of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham held midoy raisa. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos? It says Zocher Yom Shabbos LeKadshoy. So Chazal says Zocher LeYayin. You're supposed to recite Kiddush over wine. Many Rishonim are of the opinion the wine is only midrabbanan. Or this, almost everyone agrees, is only midrabbanan. Is Kiddush b'makom suuda? You're supposed to have Kiddush together with the meal. We hold you can have a minimal suuda, mezainus too, but you can't make Kiddush if it's in a vacuum. You have to make it in the place where you're going to have your Suda Shabbos. Maybe a Kiddush after Shul is also a Suda Shabbos, minimally. At least for Kiddush, B'makom Suda, but your Kiddush has to take place, B'makom Suda. What if I didn't do that? What if I just said Kiddush not on wine? How did I do Kiddush? I said, in davening, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Friday night. Are you Yoytze Kiddush D'Raisa by that? The wine is probably derabanan. Kiddush makom suda to make kiddush in the place of the meal is probably derabanan. Can you at least get kiddush deraisa by doing it in shul? Or do we say, the Magen Avraham says yes, you're in fulfillment of kiddush deraisa in shul. When you come home, the kiddush that you make over the wine is only derabanan to fulfill the takanas chazal. The Prima Gadol and Minchas Chinuch say no. You are in fulfillment of nothing because once Chazal said you needed wine, once Chazal said you need kiddush makom suda, the mitzvah midiraisa has been replaced by these dinim derabanan. You can't salvage the mitzvah midrash anymore. Just like Taisa said over here by Sukkah, just like Rabbeinu Yoni said by Kriyat Shema, once they introduced the Din Derabanan, the mitzvah midrash has been replaced. Another case where this comes up. The Mishnah says, Masechta Saitan, Daf Lama Bezim Aleph, you could daven in any language you want. Tefillah is one of the things that is Ne'meres B'chol Lashon. Not everything can be said in another language, but Tefillah is one of them that can be said B'chol Lashon. Fine, you can daven in whatever language you want. However, Reis Yeshua Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, the same thing is found in a sefer called Seif Safa Ne'emona by Ephraim Zalman Margolius, writes that that was only true before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established an official liturgy, an official text of davening. Then you could, you know, say, until then, say whatever tefillah you want, whatever language you want. Now, you have to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because there's an official text, an official liturgy. And that replaced, that defines the mitzvah midoraisa now. No longer. Even though mitzvah midoraisa, you could have davened b'chol lashon. Once they introduced an official text, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and no translation will be exact, you'll say, well, why can't I just translate that text, that liturgy, into a different language? Because even whatever publishing house you favor, it's still not going to be an exact translation. Things are lost in translation. So therefore, you have to now daven b'lashon HaKodesh. because Chazal came along and replaced kind of the mitzvah midaraisa. This is all based on this Tosis over here. Tosis Gimel Maramah. That once Chazal, even though there's only Dinder Rabbanan of Beis Shammai, Gzeira Shemim Mashachach Shulchanoi, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah any other way now. If you fulfill it, a large Sukkah for Shulchanoi B'Zerach Habayis, Beis Shammai say, look, Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You don't even salvage the mitzvah midaraisa. The mitzvah midaraisa has been replaced by these Dinim de Rabbanan. However, there's an interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a famous kasher. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a in his chidushim called drush v'chidush. He has long maroches, long drushes. I don't know who sat through these drushes, Rabbi Hussein, but someone must have sat through these things. The Ramban has a drush for Shabbos Shuvah, a drush for Shabbos Hagadol. These things are like, you know, like doctoral theses. But anyway, Rabbi Kiva Eger has there in a drush for Shabbos Hagadol that what if a person blows tiki? What do you say about this? Rosh Hashanah Shechalia is b'Shabbos, and a guy blows tiki a shofar. Do we blow tkiya shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalias b'Shabbos? No, why not? Zeir Shema Yaver Dal Rabim Rishus HaRabim. You might carry the shofar in Rishus HaRab. But I blew. Are you in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? What would you say? According to Tosis, we would have said, no! Even though that's the mitzvah of the rest, Chazal over here said, don't do it! It's like Zeir Shema Yimashik Achash Shulchan by the sukkah! You shouldn't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sukkah. If you sit with your table inside, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, so if you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias b'Shabbos, shouldn't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. The problem is Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you are. You are in fulfillment of tkiya shofar. So I would say, I don't think this is such a bomb kasha, but there's a yeshivish sefer called Kava de Kashiyasa. Kava de Kashiyasa is 121 kashas. That's what Kava Gematria, 121 kashas. That was written by the Chelkas Yoav. The Chelkas Yoav is one of the Talmidim of Avnei Nezer, one of the most prominent Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer, the Sagachava Rebbe. So he has, and yeshivas, they love talking about the Kavod de Kashiyasa, the 121 kashas, yeshivish kashas with yeshivish terutzim. Fantastic. This is one of them. I think number 99. How could Rabbi Kiva Eger say you're yoytzi the mitzvah of tkiya shofar v'vuot shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalias b'Shabbos? Tosis says over here, once Chazal introduced the Dinder Rabbanan, you can't salvage the mitzvah midaraisa anymore. So the answer is, not everyone agrees with this Tosis. In fact, we paskin, not like Rabbeinu Yoina, we paskin, if you miss Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Chatzos, you should recite it after Chatzos. It says in Shulchan Aruch L'Chatchila before Chatzos. If you weren't able to do before Chatzos, do it after Chatzos. You have to always Hashachar. We don't paskin that once Chazal said a Dinder Rabbanan, the mitzvah midaraisa is lost. And the Ran disagrees with this Tosis. Look over here at the Ran. The Ran says over here, Oy Zayin. The Ran says, when Beis Shammai said to Rabbi Yochanan HaFeroni, look, he had the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, they didn't mean it. It was hyperbole. This is rabbinic type talk, you know. We like talking in extremes of blacks and whites. Make a point. So they said, Amaloi im kain, ha'isa noeg. That's like a sikhas muslim, you know. Look, you have the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. That was really for effect. Lav dafka, says the Ran. Lav dafka. Doesn't really mean it. Dehamid the Rabbanan, duhu mitzvah, shem yimashon ha'ar shulchan. It's only din the Rabbanan. El ha'chi kamar. What it means is, look, you have the mitzvah sukkah karoi. Kirotzen chachomim. You haven't fulfilled it properly if you sat with your table in the house. Because Chazal said, but you can salvage the mitzvah midaraisa. Another example the Ran has is by the Leil HaSeder. We say, and some people at their Seder like making a big deal about this. If you don't say these three things, garnished, ketan. You did nothing. You might as well have stayed home. The Ran says, not true. You didn't do it properly, but certainly you salvaged something. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not defined by these three things, even though Midrabanan, this is what you're supposed to do, you can salvage the mitzvah midaraisa. So probably what Rabbi Kiva Eger meant to say is, you can salvage the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, because we don't pass like this, Tosis. We don't pass like the Rabbeinu Yoina. You could probably still salvage the mitzvah midaraisa. When they said, look, kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamech, if you sat with your table in the house, they didn't really mean it. However, in yeshivish circles, they say a teretz from Reb Chaim to distinguish between the two. That even though we passing like Tosis, maybe we hold like Rabbeinu Yoina. Once Chazal say a Dinder Rabbanan, The mitzvah midoraisa is lost. You can't salvage it anymore. Lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. That's still not the same as blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah shechaliyos b'Shabbos. Because Reb Chaim said that Chazal made two types of takonis. Sometimes Chazal made a takana where they redefine the mitzvah midoraisa, and sometimes they made a takana, don't do something, because it will lead you to violate an iser. But they didn't redefine the mitzvah. So maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger held it is, yes, by sukkah we redefine the mitzvah. It's no longer 6x6 tefachim and 7x7 tefachim. It's no longer, you know, if your table is not in the sukkah with you, that's not called a sukkah, it's not called the yeshiva sukkah, you have nothing. Lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Kriya Shema midrabanan is redefined only until chatzos halayla. Not past it. They redefine the mitzvah midrabanan. Kiddush midrabanan is not just mentioning the holiness of Shabbos, it's now on wine. It's now b'makom suda. If you did it any other way, you're not fulfillment of the mitzvah. But blowing shofar, Rosh Hashanah shechaliyos b'Shabbos, Chazal would never say, the mitzvah of shofar doesn't exist this year on this day. They're not going to abridge the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. They can't say, by the way, no shofar this year, guys. They can't do that. So Chazal must have over here not redefined the mitzvah. They introduced an iser. Don't blow shofar. But if you did, the mitzvah midaraisa is probably still intact. They can't redefine the mitzvah to knock out tkiyah shofar entirely. So over here, Chazal didn't redefine the mitzvah. They introduced a second layer. Don't do this. It will lead to an iser. A precaution. But it didn't redefine the mitzvah. So maybe Reb Chaim's distinction might help justify Reb Kiva Eger. Maybe we could have our cake and eat it too. We could have this extreme position. Once Chazal introduced it, then the Rabban of the mitzvah midaraisa is gone. But at the same time, could we, if you blew tkiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah shechaliyos b'Shabbos, you might still salvage the mitzvah. That might be a different type of a dimmi d'Rabbanan. Okay, shkayach.